Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
According to the National Weather Service in Anchorage, strong northeasterly winds will develop across the Cook Inlet and Kachemak Bay Friday morning through early Saturday morning as a strong frontal system approaches the region. Winds will be focused along the western Kenai Peninsula as well as across Kachemak Bay.
So there is kind of a strong low making its way south across the Bering Sea. It's going to track kind of towards the Alaska Peninsula,
said National Weather Service staff meteorologist Kenna Mitchell.
And then after it crosses the Alaska Peninsula, it kind of reforms south of Kodiak. And then it's just going to kind of sit there and dissipate through the weekend. But that's the front that's attached to it is what's going to push up into the Gulf and bring those stronger winds and higher waves.
For communities along the western Kenai Peninsula coast, from Nikiski to Anchor Point, expect sustained winds of 20 to 35 miles per hour with gusts as high as 55. The strongest winds and gusts associated with the system are expected between 10 a.m. on Friday and 4 a.m. on Saturday. Winds are expected to diminish through Saturday morning. For communities along Kachemak Bay, from Homer to Seldovia, expect sustained winds of 25 to 40 miles per hour and gusts as high as 65. The strongest winds and gusts associated with the system are between 8 a.m. Friday and 1 a.m. on Saturday, and winds will diminish on Saturday morning. The National Weather Service advises that strong winds may move loose debris, damage property, and cause power outages. Travel may be difficult, especially for high-profile vehicles. Folks in Soldotna who were awake around 2:30 a.m. on Monday, October 7th, probably noticed, or more likely heard, an unusual flight of 10 to 12 aircraft flying in a single-file formation. According to the Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson 673rd Air Base Wing Public Affairs Office, the aircraft were a group of 11 C-17 Globemaster aircraft carrying Army 25th Infantry Division personnel and cargo to Hawaii for a multi-agency, multinational series of training exercises. Once the initial video posts of planes flying in the darkened sky hit social media, comments, questions, and speculations began pouring in. One curious observation of the aircraft was that they did not appear on any internet-based commercial flight tracking software like FlightAware. This was because those types of software do not show military aircraft. Ultimately, though, the explanation for the uncommon activity was not a cause for alarm.
There's an exercise going on that's involving several branches of the Air Force and other nations. It's JPMRC in Hawaii,
said Aaron Eaton with Air Force 673rd Air Base Wing Public Affairs.
There's Air Force and Army involved, and so it's different branches of service within the U.S.
The 11 C-17s departed J-Bear with personnel and cargo from the U.S. Army's 25th Infantry Division on Monday morning en route to Hawaii to conduct a joint forcible entry operation during a rotation at the Joint Pacific Multinational Readiness Center, the office of the 673rd said in an email. Of operations like the ones to be conducted in Hawaii, the email stated realistic training exercises with our allies and partners like JPMRC strengthen defense relationships, foster multinational interoperability, generate readiness, and combat credible fighting formations. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announced on Wednesday that Hillcorp North Slope, LLC, will pay $223,868 for violations of the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act at their Prudhoe Bay facility in Alaska. Several regulatory requirements were not met by Hillcorp, including failing to make a hazardous waste determination, failing to send hazardous waste to a designated facility, failing to place waste in satellite accumulation containers, and failing to mark or label hazardous waste, and failing to train facility personnel. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.